Quarantine has brought out so many talents within ourselves. If you use the pandemic to start a business, let us help you promote it. Learn more about our low-cost and effective business promo. Email us today at biz@cwfnetwork.com. That's biz@cwfnetwork.com.
Broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the CWF Network.
Life is meant to be lived. And on this show, I'm going to tell you crazy stories of my life. I'm your boy, Mush King. You already know I got a story to tell.
Hey, what it is, friends, your boy Mush King here, and you're now tuned in to an all-new episode of A Story to Tell. You know, my mixtape is coming out next week. I hope you guys are ready. But you're tuned in right here exclusively on the CWF Network, where we bring you the biggest content in smallest of pieces. I'm your boy, the four-letter guy, the eight letters better, Mush King. You already know what it is. And I hope you've been having a great week. I am high-spirited right now. You know, I just came back from Atlanta. You know, I'm trying to move and shake because you never know. Your boy could be, doing some things down there. So, but yeah, you know, you can catch me here every week as I tell stories of my life and the crazy things that happen. And I also share crazy stories that I find on the internet, which is what I'm going to give you today. But before we get into all of that, I actually just finished watching, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the inauguration. So congrats to them. You know, the idiot is outside of the White House. And hopefully America realizes that that doesn't need to happen again. You know, nobody with, you know, without experience getting into the White House. So that's big, and I hope you had a good time. You know, the other day was MLK, so, you know, big shout out to that. There's a lot of people who didn't know that Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday song is actually, it was created in honor to create Martin Luther King Day, so in 1986, I believe, during Reagan's presidency. So that's just a little tidbit fact for you, because I just told somebody that they really didn't even know that the song had lyrics. They only knew the, you know, the chorus that everybody sings, so it has a purpose, folks. Everything has a purpose. But I don't want to hold you here too long. But like I said, I just came back from Atlanta. And let me tell y'all something, yo. Something crazy happened to me. Something crazy happened to me. But I'm not going to tell it yet because I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it. But it's, now looking back, it's very entertaining. But when it happened, it was like, what the fuck? But it's crazy because today, you know, I've come from the era of always say no, you know, with drugs and all of that. So my thing is, just be safe out there, folks. With whatever you're doing, just be safe. But it's really funny that I had the episode that I have scheduled today, that it was scheduled for this week because I had it for another week, but then I pushed it to this week. And then I went to Atlanta and the big thing happened. And then, like, now this is the topic of the week, and I didn't even know that this was the topic, so it's really funny, but I actually, like I told y'all before, I be up late, I don't sleep, and I be on Reddit and all the other message board, Lipstick Alley, Boxton, like, I be just on there reading stuff and cracking up at the comments of the people, the stuff that people write. There's a lot of funny people in this world, including me. That's why you can catch me here every week on the network, you know. And the other day, I came across this really crazy story that I wanted to share. Now, people who know me, like know me, they know I have like a special place in my heart for people with addiction. Like, I've known a lot of people with various addictions that have really, you know, either taken them out or, you know, have really taken them through the loops of life. And so for me, like, you know, a lot of people don't understand, but I've lived with people who had addictions. And when you live with someone who has an addiction, it's a little different from like when you just see them like out in public, or you see like them changing over time. Like when you actually live with them and see their day to day stuff, like, it could be wild. I also have another story about the time I live, you know, with someone who had an addiction. But like I said, some of the stories I have, y'all, is going to be for when I start making my money and getting paid, like, on stage for telling these shits, because my life has been a wild ride. But like I said, I saw this story the other day and I wanted to just come and give you like a little read along, like, because, you know, that's the new thing that I'm trying to do. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. But It's a wild ride. So I hope you guys are ready. Let's get into it. And the title is, listen, this is the title. Alcoholic relapses after 7 years clean on crack cocaine. Boom. Y'all already know that this is about to go. Y'all already know. Now, like I said, this is not for jokes. Like, I'm just reading the stories of the internet. Like, this is someone's life. And, you know, I'll tie it all in at the end. So just stick with me. Rock along with me. Grab a snack. Come on back. Whatever. You know, all that shit that Wendy say. Whatever, whatever, whatever. All right, let's go. I don't even know how to start. It was fun for the first week, I think. I was close to celebrating 8 years clean and sober. Around August, I relapsed on crack cocaine. Uh-oh. I haven't touched cocaine in 10 years. Why? Cocaine was never really my drug of choice. My justification to myself was it takes a week or a bit more to leave my system. I was clean and I had stopped smoking cigarettes, which I maintained. Like a good addict, I in no time maxed out my credit cards. Damn. Anywho, when COVID hit, that's when shit started spinning out of control. It's really crazy that the stories that I hear about, like, the real shit that's affecting people with COVID, like, it's crazy. And it's not really gonna come out until, like, you know, months and years later, that the shit that really went down when COVID hit and the stuff that people went through. Anyways, my mother and my sister suggested I leave my studio apartment and move into my dad's. Imagine being 49 years old, moving back home. How embarrassing. Anyway, the move takes a while because all of my dad and my girlfriend's shit won't fit in my car. Now I have the keys. I was living 186 miles away from my dad. My addict mind had a plan. Steal from my dad. I got to the point of driving 180 miles, borrowing my dad's debit card, and I would withdraw some cash to score some crack. Fast forward, I'm living with my dad. I don't leave my room. Bullshit excuses. I'm stealing $1,400 at a time, which I'm doing 2 to 3 times a week. Wow. Could you imagine stealing $1,400 2 to 3 times a week? That's nuts. That's like a paycheck for some people. I can't believe that I was transferring money from his account to mine. I wanted to be caught. I was so embarrassed and I felt like shit. I want to stop, but whenever I start running out, I go and get more. My girlfriend's job makes her travel, so she hasn't a clue. Now, that's one thing I don't get. Like, I understand, like, you not seeing your partner, but you don't know when your partner's on drugs? Because I don't know how that's even possible when y'all living together. Even if she travel, when she come home, she can't look at you and see you all strung out and all edgy. Oh, the VCR gone because you didn't stole that. You max out your credit cards and you're stealing $1,400 2 to 3 times a week from your dad. Like, she gotta know something. My dad finally noticed the bank transfer and today he's going to the bank to find out what's happening. I'm high as a kite and I have been high since September. Ooh. My options are running away and suicide. I have been fed up with life. Or the manly option is to stick it out and take the punishment like a man. Total stolen, not sure, but more than 12K and much more. Yo, it's crazy, like, the times that I've seen people who have just, you know, fell to the addiction because of... And let me tell you something, living in a big city, I always used to tell people who used to be like, oh, I want to move to New York. I used to tell them, like, yo, move here with a plan. Because anytime you move to a big city and you, especially if you're from a smaller city and you know, you're not used to the big lights and the fast pace and, you know, the sketchy people. And, you know, people will run circles around you if you're not, like, paying attention, especially in big cities. And I've had my fair share, you know, I'm pretty slick with it. But I've had my fair share of dupes where people have duped me. And, like, you know, I've had, you know, people who had addictions steal my debit cards and whatnot. I remember that one time that motherfucker stole my debit card. I was like, why is my wallet so light? Because, you know, I have a visual memory. So when shit is gone, I'd be like, wait a minute. And then, like, you know, also when you have that friend who has, like, an addiction, like, you be hella worried about your stuff when they be coming over. Because the thing is, like, I don't know, like, do you say something? Like, are you the person who says something? Like, how much would they have to go in the hole for you to be like, bro, like, you got to get it together? And it's like, how long do you have to be friends do you think in order for like you to call somebody out on addiction? Do you think it matters? Like, can you be a friend with somebody for a month and call them out the same way as if you've been friends with them for 2 years? But at 2 years, because you're so invested in that friendship, do you want to call them out and even like, you know, acknowledge the fact that the person you used to call your good friend is now strung out on cocaine? Can you imagine being 49 years old, maxing out your dad's credit cards? I mean, his dad got to be like close to 70, taking all of his retirement money, about to put his dad in the poorhouse, all because you have an addiction, and that man about to go to the bank and find out, and then you're going to be stuck. But don't commit suicide. Just take that punishment, man. Take that punishment. Let me know what y'all think that he should do. Call me on the CWF Network hotline, 347-719-3350, or text us. Like, text me or leave a voicemail. Let me know, would you call out a friend who had an addiction? That's what I want to know. Let me know in the comments below. But like I said, I just wanted to come and give you some of the stories of the internet. I'm still processing what happened over the weekend. It's not nothing terrible. Like, it's not nothing terrible. It's just like a really weird situation like that happened, and like, you know, just the effects of what can happen when you're not paying attention at an environment that you're not really familiar with. But like I said, your boy's a G and I've been in the streets, okay? Like, I've hung out with the wildest crowds, I've hung out in the richest crowds. Like, so I'll be paying attention to the shits, and I've been places and I've done things with people, and you know, you can't really get too much around me. But your boy was there to, you know, to make sure everybody, like all of my friends, because, you know, that's always me. I've always been the one to make sure everybody gets home safe. I'm always the one, like, you know, calling people out. And people hate me for that shit. And, like, I've lost friends over me calling them out, like, you know, either like, yo, you looking terrible. Like, what's going on? You good? And then, you know, or like, you know, you're being lazy. Like, you good? Like, people will stop being my friend, but then they'll always come back and say, you know what, Mush, like, I really appreciate you saying that. But the thing that always baffles me is, like, why do we have to, like, have that period where we don't speak because you know, you take offense? Sometimes people, you got to take the way people say, like, the way people say something to you, you got to take the tone out of it and listen to the actual words that they're saying, because a lot of times it's true. Like, sometimes we can't see... Excuse me. We can't see the perception that people see of us. And I know a lot of times in our head, especially me, like, because I've had to create this, you know, realm around me. I just have to, you know, I have to create this vision of myself to make sure my confidence is strong whenever I walk in a room. And I know a lot of times, like, people can look at that and say, you know, certain things about me. But like I said, I've created this person that I enjoy. I'm not out here killing people or talking about people's moms or, you know, fighting your kids. I'm not doing none of that. So I feel like that to me is a good person. I'm not lying to people and snaking people. I'm not doing none of that. I'm just out here trying to create the next BT, you know? But I'm about to skate up out of here. You know, you guys can follow me on the gram at mushking_ MUSHKING_. And while you're there, you should follow the network, because that's the page that's going to, you know, make the money one day. So go ahead and follow that, and follow us while we're small, because we're growing and you should be a part of the growth. But I'm about to get out of here. That story was crazy. Let me know, would you call out a friend if you saw they had an addiction? Would you? That's the question of the day. I'm about to get up out of here. Like I always say, oh, catch me next week, because, you know, I'll be talking. I'm going to have another story of my life. You know, I know, and you know, I know you're getting adjusted to these read-alongs, and Lord knows I was always the kid struggling to read in class. I was always the one, like, I wasn't struggling to read. I just hated reading out loud. But, you know, I'm going to get you these stories, because, these are the stories of people's lives. And, you know, I be having similar things, or I've been around similar things. So I'm able to speak on it, and I want to speak on it, because the little things that I may say may affect something that you may know, or may catch some signs that you may not have seen on somebody. So you never know. But be sure to tell your story, because you never know who's listening, because guess what? Everybody got a story to tell. I'm out.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.